Okay, our next first round pick at the 25, Xavier Rhodes. He's a big physical corner. I know we spent some time with him at the combine. I know Coach Williams was down at the pro day. When we saw him with his size, his strength, his ability to support the run, his ability to play press coverage, his ball skills were very unique. I think when we're looking at corners, Coach Frazier and the defensive staff have a specific player in mind to play corner in this scheme. And it's our job to try to identify those type of players. And Xavier fit every specification we're looking for, especially with the type of receivers that we have to match up and the type of quarterbacks that we have to play in this division. So this is another big pick for us. It adds to the youth on our back end from what we were able to do last year, and very excited about what he brings to our defense. Xavier?
First, I'd like to thank Mr. Spielman, Coach Frazier, and the Viking Nation and the family for having me here and picking me. It's an honor to be here speaking in front of you guys, and I'm loving it so far.
What was your experience like yesterday watching the draft?
It was a great experience. You know, I always look at things. You know, everybody don't have the opportunity to be in the green room, sit there, and wait on the team to call you.
Real chance for you to come in and make a big contribution right away. Are you excited? Do you embrace that challenge?
I'm not looking at that. I just look forward to just coming and helping the team no matter what I can do, no matter where it's at. Getting better. My thing is just get better every day, you know, no matter what position or what spot is at. I'm going to just work on getting better and learning the defense.
Spend any time last night or this morning sort of assessing the division that you're coming into and the passing attacks and receivers that are here?
A lot of people have been telling me I'm going against Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall and all that, but I'm not really worrying about them guys right now. Right now I'm worrying about getting to know the defense, getting to know my teammates, and also, you know, just getting to know the playbook, embrace the playbook so I can be a better person and be a better Viking and help my team out.
A lot of guys your size are wide receivers. When did you decide, or when did you become a defensive back?
When I first stepped on the Florida State, that's when they told me I'm playing defensive back.
Wide receiver in high school, weren't
you? Yeah, wide receiver and running back.
Did you fight the move at all?
At first I did. You know, I was very upset because it's hard to learn. It's hard to learn something going backwards when you've been learning all your life going forward. So it was difficult. I stood there and I waited. I had patience and I worked hard every day. Like I said, I'm a big person getting better every day. I worked at it every day and just dedicated myself to my position and my craft.
At this point, do you view that, though, as a blessing in disguise, given the fact that, I mean, I think you were somewhere around number 50 rated wide receiver coming out of high school, and now here you are, what, number 3 cornerback taken?
Yeah, it is. I feel like even though I was a 50th receiver, and no matter what, I mean, everything happened for a reason, and I'm happy to be here and happy to be first round because only 32 people have that chance, you know, and I'm happy to be that one of the 32.
A lot of those skills that wide receiver translate in, come into play at cornerback?
Yes, ball skills, basically. You know, you gotta have great ball skill to be a receiver to locate the ball once it hit the air. And also knowing how a receiver thinks. You know, receivers don't like to get touched. They don't like to get touched at all. They don't like the corners to touch them or anything jammed or nothing like that. So I took that on the other side of the ball.
Do you like to be impressed then to counteract?
I mean, I'd be anything. I'd be anything. I mean, they don't like to get tackled hit very hard either. I mean, they just like completely don't like to get touched at all.
How long did it take you to switch that mentality, though, from a receiver that maybe didn't want to get touched to a cornerback that's going to have to come up?
I always had that mentality. I was a person when I played receiver, liked to make tackle. I mean, not make tackles. But, you know what I'm saying, try to fight the contact. You know, my coach was always telling me I'm kind of crazy. I need to go on the defensive side in high school. But I was always a player looking for contact when I was at receiver. That's why they moved me to running back, to be honest, because I always want to run somebody over there. Like, you might as well play running back.
Did they mostly play you on one side at Florida State?
Yeah, they played me on defense a little, but it's like, what, 4 plays out of my whole career there.
Just in terms of at corner, though, did you play left or right, or did you guys flip sides?
What, at high school?
No, in college.
Oh, I play, it depends. My second year there, I played both sides, left and right. But my first and my last year, I played on the weak side.
How do you feel you are against the run? That was obviously a big thing Antoine Winfield did here. How do you feel your skills are in run defense?
Oh, I support the run. I'm always down, willing to tackle. Throw my body into the lead blocker or throw my body into make the tackle. I'm not afraid to tackle anyone. Like I said, I'm not afraid of contact at all. I'm going to come and make the tackle or get off the tackle to make the tackle. I'm just not afraid of contact.
What was the energy like walking around the building with two other first-round picks with you, that you're coming in with three pretty talented guys?
Oh, the energy was crazy. It was one dude we kept seeing. We saw him twice. I think it was twice. He almost fell out. It was kind of funny, but I could tell the fans here love Minnesota. They love the Vikings, so I love it. I completely love it.
What's the last 24 hours been like for your family?
Oh, they've been happy, man. They've been excited for me. And they can't stop calling me, telling me they love me. Because they know how much I work for. They know how many hours I put in to be this player, to be here at this moment. So they're happy.
So
you
saw a fan almost fall out or something?
He didn't fall. It was a joke. It was at the Mall of America.
You okay uniting with a Gator?
That to me, it was more of a fan type thing. Fans, that was a rival for the fans. But on the field, we just go out there and play what we love. We go out there and play football.
You got to talk to Christian. What was that conversation like?
We just talked a little bit about how I was here and how I was at Florida State and how it is here and everything.
Did they shadow you at all for Florida State? Were there any receivers you followed all over the field?
Nah.
Just primarily played on the weak side.
Yeah, okay. Weak side.
Last two questions. Good.
Okay. Thank you.